All right, everyone. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the All-Star Race, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Ford for Team Penske. Ryan, I'm going to ask you what everybody in this room is thinking. You just won $1 million. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really spend a lot of money, so probably put it in the bank or put it towards a retirement fund. I don't know. But we'll see. I might buy a new set of tires or a new motor for Dad's sprint car team. That's probably what I'll do. I'm sure that's what he wants me to do. He's got this brand new motor he wants. So, but no, just a really fun night. Really fast race car, and you know, we were up there in position to win the race, and we were able to do that.
Awesome. Okay, if you have a question for Ryan, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We're going to start with Justin here in the middle, then we'll go to Bob.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. First off, congratulations. But nice. Let's. I guess the other elephant in the room is that last restart. Did you? Obviously, I'm guessing you think you won because you look like you took the window net down, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, so walk us through that. Like, what's going on? Is your spotter or anyone else kind of walking you through it?
Yeah, I mean, we. So coming off of four, I guess Kosh came out 300 feet or so before the line, and I none of us knew that you had to see the checkered flag, I guess. I don't know. I think we just got locked in our heads of, you know, you take the leader takes the white flag, next flag ends the race. And I guess that wasn't the case, but we all thought it. I mean, I thought it. Josh said, you know, we won. Jonathan got on the radio and said congrats, you know. So I got to the backstretch. I took my window net down, and I didn't. And then Josh told me off of four. He said the race, you know, they're saying that the race isn't over, and you need a end under green. I think that caught all of us off guard, and so it was kind of short-lived panic mode in my spot of like, how the hell am I going to get this window net back up? Because I mean, it almost takes two people to do it outside the car, and let alone me, my scrawny arms inside the car sitting down, not being able to get a lot of leverage on it. And I could get like millimeters away from latching it, and I'd have to give up. My shoulder is going to be junk in the morning. But I was able to get it latched finally enough to where it was up and sealed. So and NASCAR deemed it safe. So very, very odd, wild. But luckily it worked out for us that the best car ended up winning the race.
So NASCAR did let you know or let you know that the window net was good and you're cleared to that final restart?
They deemed it safe on the back stretch coming to the green because it was up and latched, and I had two hands on the wheel, and that was our call.
We'll go up here in the front to Bob.
Chris, Fox Sports. I have a couple of the first. were you, when you restart in that moment after you've gone through all that you had gone through, are you like, man, I just can't lose this race? Or are you like thinking, I'm going to go through this and still lose this race?
Yeah, I mean, I had to switch mindsets up really quickly, kind of a few different mindsets from thinking you win the race to, nope, you got to go through another restart to, uh-oh, my window net's down. How am I going to get this up? And, I mean, the whole caution I spent trying to get that thing latched and up. And, I didn't finally get it. You know, I finally got it on the front stretch with the chews, and I had less than a lap to do it.
And if you had not gotten it latched, would you have made them black flag you, or would you have felt like, man, I can't race like that, and would you have come down pit voluntarily?
I wouldn't go pit.
We are going to go up to the press box for a question or two.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. I've got a couple. How grueling was that mentally, knowing that you let the window net down and then you hear that the race wasn't over, thinking that you had just secured $1 million?
I mean, it's a lot of change in emotion. It's kind of, you know, my whole goal after I found that out was just how am I going to get this window net back up? And, what can I do to do it? And, that was my main mindset for however many laps we ran under caution, handful. And, I was up in the middle of the racetrack and not even paying attention to my tires or cleaning them up or nothing. I was just trying to get that thing latched and then finally got it and had like half a lap to clean my stuff up and finally get back into race mode and restart mode of like, okay, you got to switch your mindset up. You got to hit this restart and hold the 11 and 2 off and win the race. So you didn't have a lot of time to kind of get my head in the right mindset, but luckily was able to get it close enough to the right mindset to get a good restart and get a good push from the 2 and get up in front of the 11 and hold them off. So yeah, definitely don't want to go through all those different mindsets again. That was grueling, and luckily it worked out for us.
And also after the race, Denny said, fail on NASCAR's part basically for not black flagging you, because you know people make mistakes and it's cost them wins in the past. Your thoughts on that? He posted something obviously on Twitter as well.
I'm sure he posted on Twitter right away. And I mean, I'd be upset too if I was in his position. I mean, you're running second, and the guy makes a mistake and puts the window net down, and you expect it to be handed to you, and the leader get black flagged. So I can understand his frustration for sure. But obviously, I'm not going to say I'm frustrated about it. I mean, it worked out for us. We had the best car all night. We were leading by 3 seconds before the last caution. So. But I can understand where he's coming from. But that's just a product of running second compared to winning. You know, he would be over the moon elated in my position if he won the race, and I'd be ticked off just like he would if I was second. So it just kind of depends on the spot you are, so I can't blame him.
Any other questions from the press box? No? We're going to go down here to Luis and then Holly.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. With this win, just describe the dynamic of you and Jonathan so far this season. Of course, in the regular campaign, you racked up a lot of points in terms of consistency, but what does it mean just to get this win and $1 million for him in the organization?
Well, it's awesome. It's something that we've been, I know it's not a points race, but we've been really close to winning races all year, and I feel like we've had good speed, and we've been working really hard to do it, and to get our first win together as driver and crew chief. It's really cool and really special. So, and it's neat. I feel like we came to the track this weekend with kind of a little bit different mindset in how we approach things with our race car and setup. And I felt like it had great potential. I felt like our car was really fast all night. So, a lot of positives leading out of this. A lot of momentum going back to Charlotte and. A lot of things to build off of. So I'm just proud of the effort. I mean, like I said, our car was really fast all weekend, and it showed tonight.
Go to Holly.
Hey, Ryan. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. You kind of mentioned it, but when you had that overtime restart, how much were you telling yourself, I am not going to lose this now? I mean, what was that like? What was that motivation you had to immediately switch on and be like, I am not going to lose this at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to do. Kind of switching gears of okay, now it's back to the job that you've been doing all night, and having a good restart and getting through 1 and 2 right. And I didn't get through 1 and 2 very good either, to be honest, because I kind of didn't be able to, my tires weren't really that cleaned up because I was riding in the middle lane the whole time looking at my window net trying to get it up. So it was tough to kind of switch gears, but I feel like I've been able to do that fairly easily. That's cutting it a little bit too close for my liking on timing, on switching mindsets and gears and kind of forgetting things and moving on to the next thing. I try to do that, quickly, but I don't want to ever have to do it that quickly ever again. You just tell yourself, try to do everything you can all night and have the 2, he gave me a good push and try to time that really well. And, I knew if I could get clear off of 2, I, had a good shot at it. Definitely a tough one, but it was nice we were able to work it out and get a good restart and drive off in the sunset there. So,
any final question? We're going to go back to Bob, and then we'll go to Don in the front.
A couple more. Just did you have it up enough that you felt safe on the final 2 laps?
I felt perfectly safe.
And in any sort of weird way, did the window net deal potentially distract you from the anger of that the race was still being continued?
Yeah, a little bit. I was angry for about 3 seconds when they said the race wasn't over yet, and then it switched to, oh shit, my window net's down, and I got another problem I got to deal with. So I feel like that did kind of take my head away from you know, getting upset that the race wasn't over. But I would have rather not had the window net issue and just dealt with, man, I got to get another restart, you know, honestly, because we do that stuff all the time. You know, the window net deal, that's a pretty, that never happens.
Hi, Ryan. Dawn Hall, TrackSmack Radio. Silly question for you, but I've seen 18 years of Victory Lane celebrations, and I don't know that I've seen someone quite as excited to get to fire off the six shooters as you. I took some really cool pictures of it, but tell me a little bit about that moment, because I know for a lot of guys, they live to fire off those six shooters.
I mean, I've been wanting to do that ever since I was a little boy, watching Dad race here. I mean, watching guys win the race here, see the pictures of them shooting those guns, hearing them shoot guns after the race when we're in the bus with my dad changing. I've wanted those guns ever since I was a little kid. And I got a repeater rifle here when I won the pole in 2018, and that's my favorite gun that I own. And I wanted those six shooters so badly, and finally got them. So I'm excited. I couldn't stop asking those guys, like, when are you going to mail them to me? When are you going to mail them to me? I'm going to probably look at holsters when I get home, walk around like a cowboy in my hat with my six shooters on my side. So I know what I'm going to be for Halloween, that's for sure. But yeah, I just wanted those ever since I was a little boy, and that's really cool to be able to get them.
Go back to Justin right here in the middle.
You've had a lot of races get away from you. How does it feel to finally have that come back around where this one almost got away from you and you're able to seal the deal?
Yeah, that went through my mind also of, my gosh, got this thing in the bag. I'm just riding around, you know, the last 15 laps, cruising along, car super fast, and you know, just thinking, okay, when's the caution, when's the problem going to happen, what's going to happen now that we lose the race? So it's nice that, you know, one has, you know, I wouldn't say gone smoothly for us, but we were able to persevere and come out on top and win the race like I felt like we should have. You know, there's been a lot of races where I felt like we should have won because we had the car and our guys did a really good job and deserved to win. There's some races I felt like, okay, maybe we didn't have fast enough car to win, but kind of things went our way. But it was nice that tonight we had a really fast car and you know, we did everything almost right and was able to, you know, be able to come out with the victory even through kind of some adversity. So that was something I'm really proud of those guys for. So they did a good job of keeping their head also.
Any final questions for Ryan? We'll go right over there to the right.
Congrats, Ryan. Raphael with Arconic. Question for you. Win, how does that, what momentum does that give you going into the 600?
Yeah, it's definitely great momentum. Like I said, we kind of came here unloading, you know, with a little bit different approach to what we normally do week in and week out with car setup stuff. And I thought it was very positive. We were very fast all weekend. So that gives you confidence that, hey, your car was really fast. Obviously, you win the race is great, but I take away, like, man, our car was really fast. We made big gains on the speed side of it to where I feel like we've lacked a little bit here, you know, the last month. So I'm very proud of that. And, you know, Charlotte has its similarities to here a little bit. So there's some things we can really carry over to this. So I'm very proud of the effort and the gains that we've made from a speed perspective. And it shows. And winning is just a bonus. So looking forward to Charlotte next week and hopefully keep building and keep finding speed in your cars.
Final question. We're going to go right here in the middle.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts in ESPN Radio Albuquerque. This All-Star win, how does it compare to the other seven Cup wins or other wins in any of NASCAR's top touring national series? Where does it rank?
Stephanie, oh, man. I was going to say it's the most unique one, but I've been a part of a couple of unique ones. This is oddly unique. It's I'm never going to forget this one because, I mean, just it wasn't like, oh, hey, we had the race won, caution came out. All right, we had a great restart, won the race. No, we had that whole deal going on. So definitely going to remember that one. I wouldn't say it's as special as, you know, like my first win or something like that. But it's definitely up there. So something to remember. I'm going to have to try to frame that window net and put it over my mantle on my fireplace or something. Be kind of cool, but very unique night.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ryan. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.